Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. Why should you attend the Man Up Conference? There's never been a more critical time than now for men to stand up, step up, rise up, and man up. This is a rally call for men of all ages, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who desire to grow in their manhood and masculinity, enhance their marriage and fathering skills, be better equipped as a godly man, godly husband, godly father, be more effective in the marketplace as salt and light. We'll have a special father-son workshop and rite of passage ceremony to celebrate this special Father's Day weekend. Be there.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. With me today, Richard Combs. Richard, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Glad to be on air with you.
Well, great to have you here, Richard. And for all of our listeners out there, Richard, of course, you're in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area. Where are you currently residing?
Yes, Winston-Salem. I'm at the rescue mission.
You are at the rescue mission because there's a story there. I know you and I recently met at what was called Advanced Boot Camp, right? Robbie Dillmore and his staff were hosting this Advanced Boot Camp. That's where you and I met, and you were. We'll talk more about that in just a second because you made known to me that you were a little bit of a wrestling fan, kind of in your earlier days, huh?
Oh yes, my whole life. Ric Flair was my favorite until you come on the scene, and then I had to have all your souvenirs, go to all the wrestling matches. And you inspired me when you got them belts. And then somewhere down the road, I wanted to become a world champion. And I thank the world you, man.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact that I dethroned Ric Flair.
Oh, yes, I know you did. Because I've seen you do it.
Well, I guess, you know, I became one of your favorites, which is a humbling thing in and of itself, for real. So you went to a lot. Now, so you grew up in the Carolinas, though.
Yes, I grew up in Mount Airy, back up in the woods. Worked on a farm, and we come down to Greensboro, Charlotte, Winston, and all the places, to all the wrestling matches, and then moved down here when I was 16 years old, and Always different. I didn't have a God in my life, nothing, and made it become world champion in 1995 at Roy Hills Drag Race. Dream come true. And then wandered off into the entertainment business, and then that led me here. I mean, I was trying to find peace, happiness, joy, and all that, and couldn't fill the hole. But when I welcomed him into my life, which is God, everything changed right then at that moment.
Yeah, and so let's just pause right there for a moment for our listeners to just grab hold of what you just said, because I am fascinated by your story. We're going to have you back on. We're either going to have you on the Man Up Show or back on Q&A with Koloff at some point after today. But just a cliff note, the Reader's Digest version of your story. So you were inspired. You became a world champion in the world of wrestling. Well, hey, just for the record, I I came to learn that there the three the Richard, did you know the 3 hours in the South are different from the educated crowd of the North? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so up north, for the record, it's reading, writing, and do you know the third one? Arithmetic. Arithmetic, okay?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the 3 R's up north are reading, writing, and arithmetic, okay? Why that's called the 3 R's, I don't know. It just is. But when I came to the South, this is a true story. When I came to the South, someone asked me one time, they go, do you know what the 3 R's are in the South? And I'm like, well, hello, I'm a college-educated guy. I mean, I graduated, right? Reading, writing, and arithmetic would have been my answer, right? And they're like, oh. Uh-huh. They go, no, you are in the South now. And I'm like, okay, there's a different type of education apparently in the South. And they said, and I assure you, not to offend anyone, but with this vernacular, they say, well, here in the South, it's ricin', wrestling, and religion. And that kind of summarizes the South, right? Racing, wrestling, and religion. That's R-A-S-S-L-I-N, by the way.
Yes.
Not wrestling, but wrestling. You want them wrestlers. Anyway, you reminded me of that story, Richard. And especially as big a fan as you are. And so anyway, so it was quite fascinating to be educated in that way when I got a full education coming to the South. But all that to say, so you grew up a wrestling fan, you become a world champion in the world of racing, right? Racing.
Sir.
And then as you shared, you head off into the world of entertainment. And I know you have really honestly a fascinating story. We don't have time to go into all of it today, but you shared it at boot camp where you and I met. You shared at boot camp some of, you know, we had a couple 3 days together, so you're able to share more of your story and some of the things, some of the people you've been with, you've been around in the entertainment world, and the things you've accomplished there, just kind of like mind blowing. I mean, I've lived a pretty some would say a storied life and world traveler, but you in your own right have accomplished quite a lot. But let me get to this. I want to get to this point. We'll talk more about that another time. But that is the part of your story you just said. You know, you didn't grow up, God wasn't in your life, but it was at the age, correct me if I'm wrong, 58 and a half years of age that you surrendered your life to Jesus. Is that right?
I did, the Holy Spirit nudged me. I was so hungry and thirsty when I came here from Charlotte, and I didn't wander off right or left. I had to get here. This is the meeting place. And then after I confessed everything, there's 50 men here in church that day. I won't never forget it. And when the Holy Spirit nudged me and gave me that calling to come, because I can't presumably save myself, I threw my Bible on the floor and run and did a living sacrifice in front of 50 men. I didn't do it to show off in front of them. I did it because I wanted to live. I was helpless and miserable. And he took all of them burdens and sin and shame away from me. And I can fly around out here like a bird now. He took all that, and I will never forget the feeling that come on me that day, August 13th, 2022.
August 13th, 2022. And so I just want to, for all the listeners out there, and again, you don't know Rich's full story, but I'm going to tell you, let me just say this. He has traveled with the elite of the world, like from rock and roll musicians to racing, the top of the line in racing, the biggest names you could ever imagine. I mean, I'm talking the Dale Earnhardts of the world, right? I know there's Earnhardt fans out there. I'm talking about Rolling Stones. I mean, I'm talking about big names in the entertainment industry, in the world of sports that Richard ran with, but it left him, hear me now, all of that level of fame for him and being around all those famous people still left him empty inside. And as you just heard some of his story, August 2022, August 13th, right, Richard?
Yes, sir.
August 13th, 2022, he surrendered his life to Jesus, and Jesus set him free. Now you can fly like an eagle now, right, Richard?
Yes, it's night and day difference. I'm not restless when I sleep at night. I sleep like a little baby because my heart was restless because I didn't have him. I was chained in Satan's bondage for all them years, and the only way I could break free was surrender to Jesus.
Come
that's
on.
The only way you'll ever break free.
Come on. Chained and in prison to the enemy of our soul and Jesus.
And then after I broke free, I get to meet my hero, my mentor. That's the Russian nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Well, and I'm thankful for Robbie Dillmore and the Advanced Boot Camp. And hey, by the way, if you want to learn more about the boot where Rich and I met, go to masculinejourney.org. Masculinejourney.org. And you can learn more about the boot camp that he and I met. And now you're residing currently at the Rescue Mission, going through their program, and you're going to be graduating in September, correct?
Yes, September 8th, I graduate the year program. I was so messed up that the world has offered me. I turned down 4 jobs since I've been here when I graduated the 90-day program. The world is telling me, don't just do something. Go to work. Stack that money up. God said, yes, do something. Set still.
Sit still. I love it. I love it. Well,
yes, sir.
We're going to get you.
Take that for it.
Come on. We're going to get you over on the Man Up Show here sometime in the future here. But, well, let's transition. I know you got a couple, 3 questions for me. And let's transition to your first question, Richard, and fire away.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his 2 CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I want to go to that 2015 through the 17th, this year, June the 17th. I got your picture, and I'd love to come to that show.
Yeah, you're talking about the conference in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Yeah,
the Man Up Conference. Yeah, and in fact, Robbie Dillmore will be one of the speakers there. Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio. Perry Tuttle, a champion in his own right, won a national championship with the Clemson Tigers, and many other speakers. We're going to have comedy there. Lee McBride, comedian Lee McBride, and many others. So we'll make a way. We'll figure out how to get you down there. But what? Throw your first question on it. So that's not a question. That's a statement, Richard.
Okay.
Give me your first question.
What inspired you to get into professional wrestling?
Well, wasn't so much I was inspired. It's a great question. It wasn't so much I was inspired because I didn't grow up dreaming. You know, you grew up, you know, loving wrestling and had, you know, your favorites, you know, Ric Flair, and eventually me and others. But I was aware of professional wrestling, but I was passionate about football. And my sights were set on playing professional football. And some of my buddies from high school and college had gotten into pro wrestling. And the long and short of it is, made a phone call and shared a storyline with me. And I was intrigued by it. And I knew the success they were already having. Guys like Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig, Ravishing Rick Rude, the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, Animal and Hawk, and Barry Darso, who was Demolition in the WWF. And many of my buddies were already successful at the time. And I just saw an opportunity. I saw a door of opportunity open. And I just thought, I'll give it a shot. You know, I had no training, no background, no experience in amateur or pro wrestling. I thought I'd give it a shot. And so I showed up the day that the promoter said to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, walked into his office, put me right on the interview set, put me in the ring the next night on television for my first ever live match. And as the old cliche goes, the rest was history. Within 13 months, you know, I'm the world tag champion, world six-man champion. I'm wrestling your former favorite, Ric Flair, for the world heavyweight title. And that's wow. The short version of the story. Yeah. So not really inspired, but just an opportunity. And I took advantage of the opportunity. So that's how it happened.
Okay. Somewhere down the road, have you ever thought about driving a professional drag car?
I've seen drag car racing and certainly, I mean, my gosh, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's some people who are intrigued by speed. That's not to say I've never, you know, but those cars, Richard, those cars go, what, 250 miles an hour, 300 miles an hour? How fast they'll go?
I put you in a car that goes zero to 206 seconds, and it's the only thing I know, put you to sleep, wake you up 1 second. the national... Well, leaving the start line in the first 60 foot is where it's going to get you. That's where you go to sleep and wake up, because 3.5 G's will hit you in the seat of your pants.
Zero? Okay, hold on. For our listeners out there, 0 to 200 miles an hour in 6 seconds. Did I hear that right?
Yep. That's a pro stock drag car on pump gas.
Okay.
1,500 horsepower.
And would you be behind the steering wheel? Like I might need a co-pilot, like kind of like, you know, tandem jumping out of an airplane.
There's a two-seated car down there. We buckled you up. You sit in the passenger seat. You steel wheel. It'll run 7 seconds with two people in it at 196 mile an hour. But you'll go to sleep, wake up 1 second.
All right. I'm going to give some serious thought. But more importantly, a lot of prayer to that, Richard, before I say yes to that opportunity, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, I know my pastor actually did some of the stock car stuff, or, you know, going around the track at like 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, Charlotte has that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Las Vegas, I think, has it. Yeah.
That is crazy. All right. Well, throw another question at me.
I'm going to throw a good what was the day that you got saved and welcomed Jesus into your life?
Well, so August 13th, 2022 for you at the age of 58.
Yep.
17 October 1993 for me at the age of 34. And that's not to say I'd heard the stories about Jesus prior to that, you know, the man on the cross and spikes through his hands and his feet and, you know, spear through his side. I had heard the stories, but the story never made the 18-inch trip from my head to my heart. And if I frequented church, it was for all the wrong reasons. I'll just leave that right there for now. There's more to that story. In fact, if somebody wants the whole story, you'll have to get Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption, off of my website. And I'd met a Christian couple. This is post-wrestling, so I'd already left the wrestling business and was diversifying, getting into other... In fact, I had a health club at the time in Concord, North Carolina, and I was diversifying my portfolio. And I had met this couple through business, and they invited me to their church. And it was the very first time I ever walked through the doors of that church in Concord, North Carolina, that I was really drawn to the altar, recognizing that what was missing in my life was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. At best, I might have had a form of religion prior to that, if even that. But 17 October 1993, Richard, surrendered my life to Jesus. Life's never been the same since, as you have now experienced.
Man, yes, that is amazing. That's amazing, Nikita. And I really enjoy talking to you and sharing this with you. And I know if we had a lot of time, we could just open up and tell as our whole stories.
Well, we're gonna dive into more of your story at another time, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Richard Combs, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the Q&A with Koloff today. And we look forward to seeing you maybe at the Man Up Conference in Fort Mill, South Carolina, or maybe at the Man Camp in October.
Sir, I'm interested in the Man Camp, too. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Well, God bless you. And thank you out there in listening land each and every week. You're so faithful. Help us spread the word on Q&A with Koloff, the Man Up Show. Tune in. Until next time, God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.